Welcome to the Living Heaven on Earth Cornelia Stephanie Show. Today I'm with my beautiful co-host Julia Hummingbird Jewel. And Julia is going to talk to us today about the spiritual law of polarity. And so what's really, really important living heaven on earth is that there are laws. And to know what those spiritual laws are, that's what these shows are about, to help you to know what the laws are, because Julia does this amazing research. She puts these blogs together, and today we're going to talk about the spiritual law of polarity. And it gives us the perfect opportunity then to walk the talk, to integrate the spiritual law, and to really know what it means. So tell us, Julia, what does the spiritual law of polarity mean, and why did you choose this law today?
Okay, so we've been doing a series on the spiritual laws. Hello, everybody. Julia Hummingbird Jewel. So I'm receiving these laws by divine guidance. I ask divine guidance which spiritual law to do next. So I'm not choosing them. I ask for the incoming. So what I'm doing is, because, you know, a lot of people have written about the law, spiritual law of polarity. So I kind of go and I look at everybody's articles. Some people have done YouTubes on that. And then I'm trying to ask, you know, how can I incorporate my own personal experiences into this law, just so it's not so dry. But what's happened for me is just, it, you know, analyzing it and seeing what it means to me. And so the polarity, when I wrote my blog, I compared it to a flashlight and putting batteries into a flashlight. So you have a positive and you have a negative. So I know myself, I'm not very technical. I'll go put the flashlight batteries in and it won't work, right? Because if you have two positives, it doesn't work, or if you have two negatives, right? So that's kind of how it works in life. We have complete opposites, you know, and it's easy to go hot and cold and good and bad. But I mean, when you really got to apply it, and what I understood is that seeing the negative and the positive creates a circuitry, and it ignites, it like lights up. And so you can utilize it in everyday occurrences. Say you can see the advantage in something that's really terrible. You see the other side of it. And when you do, there's a certain freedom to it. You can free yourself from traumatic experiences. We have, you know, like people say, oh, get up in the morning and, you know, write your gratitude list. Well, you can also turn around a negative. You can turn a negative around and see the positive in the negative. It works both ways. So it was really interesting writing and, you know, having everything come to this article. I'm actually learning a lot myself that I didn't even know about. So how would you do a negative? For example, for me, it was like, I am so grateful that I became homeless. I had an experience in my life where I was homeless for, it wasn't very long, but what happened to me was I got locked out of the house. I was married, actually to a very wealthy person. I got locked out of my home. Well, that's against the law, but you know, it takes a while to go to court and get, you know, the orders and everything. So I experienced homelessness. And for me, I had been judgmental prior to that for people that are homeless, because I'm very like, you know, keep my ducks in a row, always have a job, and you just don't know what could happen. And so I'm so grateful I had that experience, because now I know what it feels like. So that's an example of turning a negative into a positive and polarizing it.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, that was a beautiful description. And you talking about the spiritual law of polarity is exactly, you know, with the work, the level of work that I've done with the emotional core wounding, where I talked about it on your book show, as a matter of fact, where I talked about the emotional core wounding. And like, for instance, if there is an energy of feeling betrayed, and the opposite of betrayal is trust. if there is an energy, if there is an energy of the core wound of abandonment, the opposite of abandonment is safety, secure.
Right, right.
If there's an energy of unworthiness, of feeling unworthy, the opposite of that is feeling worthy and being worthy. So this is so beautiful and perfect that you are bringing these spiritual laws so that our beloved audience will have, you know, the models and the role models and the examples of the level of integrity of really what it takes right now to walk our talk, because there's so many things that are changing out there, and truly our spirituality, where we can look at deeply what our soul is yearning for, what our life, the simplicity of how we live our lives, what's really important. And I know for me, what was really important is my spirituality. And that's why even when I asked you to come and be a guest co-host with me here on the Living Heaven on Earth show, you wanted to bring the spiritual laws. And I do hope, Julia, that you take these spiritual laws that we've been sharing. This is the fourth one, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think this is the fourth one. I hope that at the end of the 12-month series that you will take all the spiritual laws that you've compiled and put them into a book so someone will have them handy, that they can read the 12 spiritual laws to success, or, you know, the new earth or whatever. But let's tell the audience where they can read up on this blog right now of the spiritual law. Yeah.
It's my website, hummingbird-jewel.com. And I did want to speak also in, when writing this, there's tools for manifesting too. There's opposites when you manifest. So we always think, okay, I'm going to get my wants and I'm going to picture the car that I want. And I use the red convertible as an example, because I think they use that one in the law, for the secret too. So, you know, she gave you all the tools. Yeah, you picture that you're driving the car and the brand, and you smell the leather and you can see yourself. Well, there's also the opposite that you need to do too. What if you don't receive what you want? So you do a whole other imagination and scenario that you don't get the red car, but you're perfectly okay with it because you trust the divine. You realize that if I don't receive it, there's something better for me, or perhaps I wasn't meant to have it. And that doesn't mean that you have to give up on wanting, on your goals. But what it does, it takes the importance off of it, and you create the polarity in it. I get it, I don't get it, creates the circuit, and then bada boom, bada bing, you can start incrementally working towards your goals. So that was another thing that I pointed out, and I spelled this out in the blog. It's really interesting, you know, really taking it apart. And then there was the masculine and the feminine polarities. There's just a lot to it. And that's why I write the blogs, is because we can't cover it in 10 minutes, you know, but I want people to realize there's more than just the law of attraction. And when we work them all together, it's very, very potent.
Yes, we had the law of attraction. We had the law of oneness. And you can listen to and go back to some of the previous shows that we've done. You can look at Hummingbird Jewel's YouTube channel, and you can also look at Cornelia Stephanie's YouTube channel under the Heaven on Earth playlist. And that is where all the shows that we've done on the other spiritual laws, that if you want to catch up on those. Right. And also at any point in time, if you want to come and join us in our beloved audience right here live online together with us, we would love for you to, because you can join us live here in the audience and get your tickets to join us free. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what happens when you're in this vibration, in this energy.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Hummingbird Jewel. And now we're going to have introduce you to a very special guest that Julia invited on. And we're going to talk about this beautiful, right? Beautiful, beautiful product that they're going to introduce us to. So I'm looking forward to hearing about it. So here we go. Thanks, Julia.
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited about reverse aging. And so every show I've been introducing a Neora product, and I brought on superstar Ellery Sims, Neora Superstar. So she wouldn't let me tell you her title, but she's been with Neora for seven years, I believe. And she started out as a very successful real estate agent. She lives in Taos, New Mexico. She was doing very well, but she had this feeling inside. She wanted to do something where she was helping others. She just had this, you know, questioning to the divine. So she puts a prayer up, but she specifies that, you know, you need to kind of hit me over the head. You need to put it right into my face so I know exactly what it is that I'm supposed to do. And who would know that it would come in the form of a bottle of face lotion. So I have been focusing, Ellery, on the wellness. You know, I'm really into the inside out. So I featured the Brain Formula EHT, the Second Brain, our pro and prebiotics. And then last month we had these sunscreen. So today I'd love for you to introduce the face cream, because that's what hit you in the face, and let us know about the fun things that Neora has to offer.
Thank you, Julia. Hi, Cornelia. I'm so honored to be on the show. I've been looking forward to it all week. And talking about this cream, it's totally changed my life. Like Julia said, I just said I wanted more. I wanted to help other people. I didn't want my life to just be about paying my mortgage. I wanted to live a bigger life. But please hit me in the face, because you know I don't do subtle. So I did get some information about this product through a friend, and it was actually a man. And he said, you know, this company works with biotech companies and everything is at the cellular level. So you have to try this product. They were looking for a topical cure for skin cancer. Well, it didn't remove skin cancer, but it removed wrinkles. So it's like, hey, I'm in. But I still didn't believe him because I was such a skeptic. And like most women, I have drawers full of anti-aging and none of it worked. So I took the bottle and I used it on half my face. And you guys, I mean, dramatic changes. I'm embarrassed to say that my friends wouldn't let me use it on the other side because the stuff was flying off the shelves. There was such a dramatic change. This is the third generation of that first night cream. And that first year when we had this, the first version, we sold $100 million worth of one bottle. Why? Because it works at the cellular level. And it detoxes the face and it reduces wrinkles and makes you look 10 to 15 years younger. And this version has a natural retinol serum. A lot of people can't use regular retinol because it's too harsh for their face. But this night serum addresses every major sign of aging. And I think you guys agree with me, the aging in this country is pretty scary. People are aging way too fast. So this comes in, this product comes in at the cellular level, and we guarantee if you give us a year, we'll give you 10. It happens much faster than that, though.
Yeah. I don't even use the Botox. I call it the Botox. I've always called it the Botox. I don't even use it anymore. I don't have to do injections at all. And then, so, yay.
Well, you won't have to because, and this is a healthy alternative. I love it because it's the marriage of science and nature. If you get too much nature, you don't get any results, right? If you get too much science, then you're likely to get chemicals. So we have no chemicals. Our scientists in the biotech companies, one of them is associated with Princeton University, and they get botanicals from around the world and pull the molecules out and do their magic. And then, I mean, I call it the fountain of youth in a bottle. Can you see? Fountain of youth in a bottle. And there's a money back guarantee. So what's not to love?
And so, you know, you can take this to a level where Ellery has full time. She's got the car. She goes on trips all over the place. She's just got back from Mexico. Or you can do the 3-year free. If you sign up as a brand partner and you just get 3 people, you know, to help them, you know, with their wellness. And then you get product for free. You get your product for free, or $140 worth of free product every month if you want to do brand partner. Or you can just be a customer too. But you also get Ellery. You get me. And, you know, we have so much fun together. You get Leslie Hawker, who was on the show. I mean, we're all a big family. I've actually been to the headquarters in Dallas and met the owners. And it's a huge company, but it's beautiful and fun. So I just encourage people, because it's the end of the year. And this is when I signed up as a brand partner, was at year end, because I had to try the products. I wasn't going to try to sell anything that I didn't. I was like a little skeptical, but I kind of, you know, being intuitive, I knew. But so I could write off my introductory fee off my taxes because it was a new business, and you get a beautiful website. It's just a no-brainer. If you're going to do a side gig, do it with something that you're going to use every month, that you love, that you believe in, and have fun with it. Right, Ellery?
Exactly. And you know, our culture is so uplifting. Our mission statement is making people better. And that's what we do. And the culture is all about happiness, learning to be happy before you get the car, the girl, the guy, the raise. And when, as you guys know so well, and when I'm so grateful that you're telling people here, is you become the magnet for everything good. And this bottle, Julia, you would have been one. I had several people being in Taos, New Mexico. You know, we're very spiritual up there. Yeah. We had people pick up this bottle and go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I can feel the energy. I'm getting this. So you would have been one of those people.
Well, I kind of was. I intuitively knew right away. I just signed up as a brand partner. I didn't just try one of the bottles because I wanted to try all the variety of products that they have. And back then, I think we only had 13, and now we're up to 20. Can I tell them about the hair?
Yes, but tell them it's a secret and not okay. to tell anybody.
Well, before you tell them about the hair, let's give a call to action right now to our beloved audience so that they know where to go get this beautiful product that you're talking about. Tell us where to go get the one bottle and also how to sign up to become a brand partner.
Okay, so my website is hummingbird-jewel.com and I have a specific tab for reverse aging. And you just scroll down that page, you know, I do a little blurb and I'm 61 years old, look at me. And then you can go to purchase a product and there you can just kind of peruse around if you'd like. Or you can just email me, hummingbirdjewel@yahoo.com. You mention Cornelia or the show, you can get a free coaching package from me, which includes psychic readings or some of my perfume or whatever you want. And also, if you sign up as a brand partner. Do we have other specials for brand partners right now, Ellery? Yeah,
anyone that signs up now before the end of the year, the company is giving a free bottle of the Niora Firm. In the beginning, we only had one bottle. You don't even want to know where we put that because skin is skin, right? Thankfully, they came up with this fabulous skin product that takes care of hail damage, otherwise known as I keep calling it hair damage, the pox on your skin. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Cellulite.
Oh, I don't even say the word.
But, you don't know what it is anymore.
Scarring, it tightens everything. It's a $100 bottle that you get for free. We had a 6-month supply and it sold out in 4 days. So it's really a great gift.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. It sounds amazing. So do tell us the secret about the hair. I want to hear that.
Ooh, okay. So we've gone into hair care. And we are just like we blew up the skincare industry, we're going to blow up the hair care industry. We've got, once again, these are all botanicals out of the biotech companies. And there's a shampoo and a conditioner. There is a mask. And then there's a solution that you actually put into your hair that is causing hair to grow back. We have parts on people where you can see the hair growing back. And guess what? It grows back in the color it was before. So it's thickening the hair. After I used the mask, I couldn't believe how silky my hair was. I have thick hair, but it's very thin and fine, so it tangles. It doesn't tangle anymore. And when I would wear black, I would see maybe 10 of the hairs that fell out that day. My hair doesn't fall out anymore. And it retains color. For people who color their hair, that fades, you have to go back every month to have a new treatment. It retains the color, and we're coming out with it in the spring. So anybody that signs up to be a brand partner is going to have a team of people to be ready to go when we launch basically a new hair care company.
I was kind of like, I don't want the whole thing. I just want the hair conditioner and the shampoo. That's all I'm going to use. But they made me buy all of them, and I am so glad. I had tried some other online products, didn't really make a difference to me. So I really wasn't expecting all that much. I guess I showed up one time. I used to have to curl my hair for every show because my hair is very long, almost down to my waist. And it's so dry at the ends. I was constantly oiling it. Not anymore. I mean, the mask and oh my gosh, I have never experienced anything like this before. So I'm really excited about the hair because hair is kind of important to me. I've always liked my long hair. But, you know, if you have long hair and it's all frazzly, that is not very nice. But, so anyway, the secret's out.
Yeah, looking don't forward, tell anybody, but this is out.
And looking forward to, you know, experiencing and testing out this product. So can't wait to experience that. Now, do you want to tell the audience again one more time how to access the product?
Yeah, on my website, hummingbird-jewel.com, you go to reverse aging. I have several different tabs on my website. And then scroll down to Niora, it will say purchase a product. But there you can just kind of look through all the different products. And then you can get a hold of me. I'll do a free consultation if you just want like one product and you want to figure out what's best for you. The beauty consultations are always free. So I'd love to hear from you or email me at hummingbirdjewel@yahoo.com. We would love to have you on the team as a brand partner or just as a customer.
Yes, and it sounds like a wonderful time right now to pick up a side hustle because so many people are changing, you know, jobs and changing, you know, where they want to live, how they want to work, that having a side hustle right now, especially as we begin 2020, is a really beautiful thing to have in your pocket, right, Ellery?
Absolutely. There was a whole thing in USA Today about in 2020 that there will be 60 million Americans with a side hustle. And there's Uber, there's Etsy, but ours brings in residual income and it's turnkey. So if you'd like residual income, this would be the one to choose.
I mean, in skincare, you know, I don't know what the dollar amount is for skincare that women spend on skincare, but I know it's huge. It's I don't know what it is, but I know it's huge. So it's a really wonderful side hustle for anyone that's looking to, you know, supplement their income and also become a 6-7 figure earner, because that's also many people are living that. And network marketing really is a wonderful opportunity for people to thrive in business, not just in with the product, but there's so much to learn in network marketing that you can apply that to so many things.
Well, thank you so much, Ellery, for joining us. I really loved having you on. I just really wanted to show you off because you're so beautiful and wonderful and so fun to work with. And so thank you.
Thanks, Ellery.
It's been my honor to join both of you beautiful ladies.
Thank you.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Yeah.
coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Welcome back, everyone. We have another very special surprise for you today. Our beautiful hummingbird, Jewel, brought another special guest that she's going to introduce us to that's going to help us right now not put on the pounds, because we are in the holiday season and we know how what it's like. You know, we go from this party to this party to this party to this party, and next thing you know, we added on all this extra weight during the holiday season, and now we can choose not to. And we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition and how to make better choices with our beautiful guest that Julia is going to introduce us to.
I am so excited. Okay, so Sherry Gideons was a former professional bodybuilder, and she's a current fitness expert. As a transformational thought leader, she's achieved honors in the fitness wellness industry as a thriving coach and motivator. Her background includes more than 30 years of training in the health and wellness industry, as well as training in metaphysics and communications. So she started bodybuilding as an army wife, working out in base gyms in the 1980s, and began to compete in Europe. But Sherry had her issues with obesity and food, and found that there was a component to her emotional eating. When she returned to the United States, she pursued pro bodybuilding. But the pressures of bodybuilding and her own struggles with emotional eating and being good enough led her to her first near-death experience. Sherry had become anorexic and was using chemicals such as steroids to maintain the then fitness world status quo. And it was then that she had her first heart attack and near-death experience in 1997. I believe she was in her 30s. But she took this experience and this heavenly messages and turned her life into one of a metaphysical teacher, coach, and motivational teacher. But this wasn't the first of her encounters with the other side, as in 2004, she was giving birth to her twins, and a week later, she had another cardiac arrest and near-death experience. And upon awakening, she was told that she had to spend 6 months in the hospital, that she had to wait for a heart transplant, and she only had 30% capacity of her heart. But Sherry knew that she could self-heal. She had received divine guidance from the other side and her life purpose. So now today, not only did she self-heal, but she teaches others the principles about anyone can experience heaven within. And I just love this. She says, heaven is not a destination, but a state of being. So Sherry Gideons offers everyday people, business owners, and entrepreneurs a reliable, high quality resource for life mastery. Now, some of her accolades are full-time life coach, certified licensed the Center for Spiritual Living. She's a certified Life Mastery Institute consultant. She's degreed with a BS in technology and journalism. And now she offers just a variety of services on her beautiful website. Now, her name is spelled S-H-E-R-R-Y. G-I-D-E-O-N-S. So it's SherryGideons.com. So with all her attributes, today we're going to showcase her 60-second soul lution workout. And she has a 30-day nutritional startup nutritional program. So we can get some beautiful booties for the holiday season and a jump start on the new decade. Because who has time for all these trips to the gym? And how can we incorporate wellness and spiritual fitness into our everyday life? I love Sherry's mission statement, supporting everyday people to create successful lives that align with their purpose and passion. Welcome to the show, Sherry. I'm so glad to have you.
Welcome. My gosh, what an amazing dedication to me. I really am so grateful, and I'm really honored to be here. What an amazing opportunity to, you know, spread the light to world people worldwide and to really help them identify that I don't have anything they don't have themselves, that each and every one of us is an amazing gift. And when we come to that belief in ourselves, the entire world opens up to us, just like me attracting a beautiful woman like you, and who's now one of my amazing friends.
I know. So let's start with your 30-day nutritional challenge. I was going to start with the other one, but I think this is more important because it leads in. Why did you choose 30 days?
Well, you know, here's the thing. People struggle with belief, and we don't realize that belief is subjective. And one of the things that traps us in our own individual belief is we create hard for ourselves. And we also look back when we make it, you know, when we make a goal or set an intention, we look back to what we've tried before.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that ultimately we're self-prophesizing our now experience based on the feelings, the emotions, and the memories of the previous attempts. So the reason I start with a 30-day challenge is because I want people to get comfortable with where they're at right now. Because believe it or not, our bodies are a cellular system. And literally, those cells are creating what we believe and what we feel. And so I want to start from right now and help people align with the feeling of what they want first.
And you start with a healthy mind, correct?
Right, correct. Yeah.
And then you move into whole body health. Mm-hmm. And then what's the best version of you? Is that right?
Yes.
And so your programs are really expensive. Not.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh my gosh, how much are they?
Well, right now the program for the 30-day one, I have a $97 special to get started on that. Also, you have access to me for 30 days. Any questions, any struggles you're going through in your mindset, I do a weekly group call because I want people to be able to connect too. If they're doing it in a group and you know, however many people we have sign up for it, we want you to be able to connect with other people so you can too inspire and motivate each other in the group.
That's so important.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are your top three nutritional tips that you could give us right now?
Well, as I said, first, it's getting clear about what you want to really identify, not so much with this, you know, body that we think that we need in order to feel happy and joyous. What we really want to do is get clear about how we want to feel. Do you want to have more energy? Do you want to have more vitality? You know, do you want to feel more youthful? Because ultimately that body is a reflection of what's going on in here. So that's tip one. Tip one is get clear first about what you want. Mm-hmm. Besides the perfect body or, you know, the, you know, smaller waistline or what have you. And so two is I take people into a new version of only making choices in today. Is okay. If today is all there is, we get set up when we, you know, attempt this type of a goal or this type of intention is we want to get overwhelmed and we want to feel frustrated or, you know, we want results instantaneously.
Sure.
And ultimately, when we live in today and we make decisions in today, we actually are creating more energy and more opportunities for more of that to show up. I mean, literally in our outward and inward experience. So that's tip two. And tip three is that you don't want to be so regimented. That's why my nutrition program is so focused on giving you choices. Because ultimately, you want to eat foods that you like. You don't want to be eating foods where you're, you know, like I said, going through the moments of today and looking back at, oh my gosh, you know, I really don't like this. And that's why I don't like to eat healthy, because I'm always stuck on a regimen that doesn't feel good and it doesn't taste good. So tip three is to give a variety of different choices that allows you, you know, to live fully in this new experience, you know, to eat foods that you're actually connecting, you know, more energy and less cravings to, you know, where you're not craving the sugars and where you're not feeling like you're going, you know, without, with deprivation. That's the three key components that I really like to start people out with in this type of program, because this is something you want to win in for life.
I know. I like to call it a live it instead of a diet, because
yes,
you know, diet has the word die in it. So I don't like, so I like to live it. And then I kind of will have a mindset. For me, it helps to say, I can eat whatever I want, but I am going to choose. And so that, instead of, you know, kind of tell my mind that it's, you know, you can have whatever you want, you know, there's nobody saying you cannot, but you can make choices. And it's nice to know and be educated though a little bit on what to choose, because the insulin spiking is up and down. That can be really hard on your body, you know. And then when you know to keep them like the lower glycemic fruits are a little better than the high sugary, when you understand that, it's easier to make that choice. Like, I love strawberries and I love bananas, but the strawberries are going to be a little lower in sugar, right? So that's going to be a little, probably your better choice, right?
Well, you know, and let me just say in reference to that too, you know, one of the keys is I like to teach people about how insulin actually works. And if you look at a clock on the wall, and you have the 12 at the top of the clock, and then you've got the 3, and you've got the 6, and you've got the 9, and you're back up at the 12. That process happens in a window, and it's a little bit different for everybody, but it usually happens in a window between 3 and 4 hours. Okay. So when you start at the 12, here's pure insulin. And then as you get to the 3, you're releasing certain chemicals in your body, and then those chemicals combine with other chemicals at the 6. And then when you get to the 9, so this process of chemicals being released is what we're calling balanced insulin. So when people, and that's why eating more often is so important, because if you want to keep that insulin balanced to where you don't go through those huge, you know, deprivation or spike changes, the more often you eat within that threshold. But here's something that's really important too, is that everybody has different types of hormonal issues going on.
Ooh, that's so true.
Yeah, and so in understanding that, we want to be mindful of how we're feeling when we eat certain foods. So example wise is broccoli is a low glycemic, but it's very, very high in helping people to keep energy for longer periods of time. So that alone right there, what I mean by that is stay mindful of how your body feels, because some people have what we call food allergies, autoimmune resistance disorder, leaky gut. These are things that are happening in our bodies more so as a result of how our foods are being grown these days. So I really like to bring this awareness to people so that they're more mindful of listening to what's going on inside of them.
It's wonderful to hear about broccoli. It's wonderful to hear about that, you know, and that it has the ability to make you feel full longer, as does healthy fats, eating healthy fats.
That's right.
And so that's, and fiber, and broccoli has a lot of fiber, which is so important, right? Mm-hmm. But what about the exercise piece? I'm curious about that, because as a woman past 50, I am, you know, really finding that using physical exercise and specifically weightlifting for women beyond the age of 50 is really supportive. Do you find that that is true?
Yeah, but you know, part of it too is that you hear all the time from women, you know, we're busy, we've got busy lives, and creating that balance of time for exercise is difficult for a lot of people. And so I was a personal trainer for a lot of years and owned health clubs, and I listened to this. Well, one of the exercise programs that I created is really related to what's called burst training. Now, burst training is when you spike your body or you get your body in what's called oxygen debt for anywhere between 30 and 60 seconds. But the rub is with that oxygen debt is you have to repay it between 60 seconds and 2 minutes. And you repay that by deep breathing from your diaphragm. And then you let the air out very slowly, like chi in karate. And what that does is that causes the body to produce all kinds of amazing hormones. It causes you to burn sugar more, anti-aging, sugar burning, fat burning. It releases all these like testosterone from women, because we still produce testosterone as women. But you said a woman over 50, I myself am 54. And literally by doing this deep breathing, I'm also creating what's called oxygen purification. And so we're keeping those arteries flowing with blood perfectly. And we're getting, I mean, literally, we're getting the same benefits as going to the gym for 30 minutes to an hour and busting our butts and, you know, maybe not having that time to dedicate. So this is a way that you get the quality results in less time. And I always say three times the results.
And how long do you do these intervals? Is it for a half an hour, 15 minutes? How long does a session last?
Well, this is the cool thing. So let me just say that I literally was business partners with a guy by the name of George Snyder for, still over 25 years. He was the man who created women's bodybuilding and held the very first show in 1980. And he owned health clubs in Pennsylvania. And how he would teach these women is he'd say, you know what, listen, our bodies until we hit menopause are preparing us for 9 months of childbirth. And so the important thing is to utilize that lower body more often. But here's the thing that's so cool about it is when you do this burst training, you have different ways that you can do it. Now, one of the ways that I teach is you can do one movement all out, literally for 30 to 60 seconds. Every hour for 8 hours, one movement an hour, and you can do it anywhere. So there's no excuses to why you can't do it. You can go to the bathroom at your office and you can do a lunge, you know, in the bathroom at the office. You can stand at your desk and you can squat and you can do that for 30 to 60 seconds on your chair at your desk, and then deep breathe, and you can do one every hour. That's one way.
Wow. Now, is there a video of this on your website by any chance?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Tell the audience what the name of that website is again, please.
So the name of the website is sherrygideons.com, and you can go to my programs or you can go to my courses. It's under either one, and it gives you the option for the different programs that I offer, from just the workout video to the nutrition program and some other nutrition programs I have.
Wonderful.
And you call it the 60 second soul, S-O-U-L, solutions, right?
That's correct. Because your soul is the part of you that is saying yes. It's saying yes, like a cog on the wheel. You can call it the law of attraction. You can call it, I like to call it the divine feminine, because it's just saying yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is the divine feminine. Absolutely.
Burst training. Wow. One exercise per hour.
Now, there's other variations to this as well.
Okay.
But that's one that it really shifts a person's mindset. And then we have on the video as well that you can choose between a 4 minute, you can choose an 8 minute, or you can choose a 12 minute version.
And how much is your video?
The video right now is $20.
No brainer, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So any more tips to have a bootyful holiday? Do you have any booty tips for us for the booty?
Yeah. So getting back to what I said to you earlier about utilizing the lower body more often. So when we use that lower body more often, what happens is we're lifting the lower butt, we're strengthening our lower core, we're strengthening our quads and our knees. And you don't have to go and do these movements to where, you know, if you're just a beginner, you got to get all crazy. By doing lower body movements, and here's the thing, 5 to 6 days per week, and you don't have to do them a lot, you just choose 3 to 5 lower body movements, whether it's getting on the floor and pushing the heel of your foot up in the air, like you're tapping the heel of your foot onto the ceiling. Okay. Or you can do the old, remember the old fire hydrants?
Oh, yeah.
You remember those where you get on
Yeah.
Those are actually strengthening your IT bands. They're strengthening your hips, where your glutes or your lower butt ties into that portion of your legs where you like to call it your side saddles or side bags. Mm-hmm. It's targeting that area right there. Lunges, what those are doing, and I tell people when they're first starting out to use a chair so that you're beginning from a place that you're going to build on eventually where you want to go. So hold on to a chair and just, and then keep your leg bending down and standing up, and you don't have to go fast. Like I was saying for the, you know, for the 60 second solution program in the very beginning, do it at your own pace. So you get comfortable and you step into it to where you feel more stronger and more confident.
That's so amazing. You're such an amazing person. I'm so glad that you're here to share all this wisdom with us.
That's what I love.
Yeah, it's wonderful when you're in your passion and you're doing what you love and you're really doing that soul work, because then it's not even work. It's doing what it is that you love and you show up for it, right? Passionately helping others experience what it is that you're teaching. So it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you for these beautiful holiday gifts. So what would you say to someone that is, you know, faced with going to all these different parties right now? And how would you, what would's the tip that you would give to somebody for not consuming all these things?
Well, I always tell people to honor the inside and to be mindful in the moment. I mean, you can't change what you're not aware of. And so the more that you just make choices in the moment, so as you're going to these holiday parties, don't go all crazy like you think you're going to be going without if you don't, you know, pour it on all these different tastes of foods. Allow yourself to enjoy. Allow yourself to taste some really awesome foods, but don't go overboard. And then here's the thing. If you do, don't beat yourself up. Recognize that, you know what? Tomorrow is a new day to begin again and begin from there.
Love that.
Yeah,
I just love the stories of people that, like, you know, you went from anorexia to now you teach other people health. It's just so amazing. There's so many people that overcome their adversities and then they turn into teachers and they share their wisdom, and you're just an epitome of one of those people, and I just admire you so much. I'm so grateful for you coming on and sharing your you know, spiritual wisdom too.
Well, and that's the beauty of, you know, so much that all of us face as human beings. This is, as we go through these life's experiences, hopefully we learn from them. But the value that those experiences bring to us is what's, you know, really amazing, because where I am in myself now is I can meet people right where they're at. You know, I'm not meeting people who are saying, you haven't felt my pain, you haven't walked in my shoes and lived my story, because ultimately I have. And I made the decision to persevere. I made the decision to grow in here. And that's the difference.
And we're going to close with this. Thank you so much, Sherry Gideon, for being here. Hummingbird Jewel, for bringing these beautiful guests to our show. Thank you, beloved audience. Happy holidays. And we'll see you again next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, My name is Janet Hickox, and I want to tell you a little story about a story and how my friend Cornelia Stephanie helped me through to the other end of that story. I have gone from the dark of a story I was telling myself that wasn't true to the light of optimism to see my way out of where I was and to where I want to go. And it all started with her scheduling a session for me to help me reclaim my money or my financial empowerment. Up until that point, I had been telling the story that my business was dying, that my business was not successful anymore. And the more I tried to figure out what was going on, the worse I felt about it. And when I had to get ready to do the session with Cornelia, she asked me to go look at the numbers and where I was through the year to date, and then also to come prepared with a number that I wanted to raise my income to. Well, I was quite comfortable with that part, right? I knew where I wanted to be. What I wasn't comfortable with doing is going and looking up those numbers. But I made myself do it, even though I tried to backpedal my way out of the session. She didn't know that, but I was going to try to get myself out of the session. And I looked up those numbers, and it was incredible that I discovered through that process that my business wasn't dying. In fact, I was doing 12% better than I had the year before. So I was shocked. I was shocked literally at the power of the story that I had been telling for months. But more than that, I was shocked that I had allowed myself to get there. And later in that day when I had my session with Cornelia, she pointed out some very obvious things, like, how are you going to get where you want to go if you don't know where you want to go? How are you going to get there if you don't have the goals written out, if you don't have it set up so that you know where you are and where you're going to go? Totally makes sense, right? I had been in business, somebody else's business, as a sales manager for years, and I was a national sales manager. I had awards for sales management. I had business awards because of numbers. And yet when it came to doing my own business, I totally forgot all that I'd ever learned. So by the time Cornelia, working with me in just one session, got me to look deeper at the numbers and where did I want to go, and actually, you know, claiming where I wanted to go, I was filled with a sense of optimism and hope like you can't believe. It was like everything shifted for me. And I am so looking forward to our continued sessions to see how far I can really push myself to get where I've only dreamed of being, where I've never taken the dream and actually brought it into concrete existence. So thank you, Cornelia, for the work that you're doing out there. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to see where I go from here.